Today on the Relationship Renovation Podcast, we wrap up the entire Intimacy Gap series. We teach you how to create a new intimate story with your partner. Stay tuned.
Hello, all, and welcome to the Relationship Renovation Podcast. I am Tara Kerwin.
And my name is EJ Kerwin, and we are back for Intimacy Gap Part 4.
Yes, creating a new intimacy story, desire, play, and lasting connection. Yes, please.
Yes.
I'll take it.
I think this is fun. You know,
we're still building ours, but yeah. We're building it and it's awesome.
Well, I think that's like sort of the theme here, right? Is that we're always building it. And the moment we stop building it is problematic because then we're stuck and we're not paying attention. And that is an overall theme in healthy relationships is you have to pay attention.
And what we know too, especially with the research out there, is that couples who intentionally carve out play, new experiences, they have a much higher long-term emotional and intimate satisfaction, because when we're playing, it's decreasing defensiveness. And when we're having new experiences, right, we have like more dopamine bonding moments. And it's why so many couples are like, gosh, when we go on vacation, we're fine and we have great sex. It's like, yeah, because you're like away from this environment and all the triggers, and you're having something new that you're experiencing. And our brain loves new. We love a new shiny car, right? We love the smell of it. And then like a year later, we're like, yeah, it's the same thing, right? Yeah. Like when we intentionally create new experiences together, and it doesn't have to be grand, right? We're talking like even a 5-minute shift on a daily basis that something changes. Research shows that really impacts long-term satisfaction for emotional, physical, and sexual intimacy. Yeah.
And I think that's going to be a big theme in today's episode is, you know, because what is play? Like play is being in the moment. Mm-hmm. It's a new experience, right? And so creating a healthy, intimate relationship is not about going back to what used to be.
Right.
But it's about creating something new. And we're going to dig into that in a lot of different ways, because, I mean, I think that is what's so important. Because I cannot tell you how many couples come in, and whether it's about intimacy or about sort of like their communication or their relationship, they're always like, we just want it to be the way it used to be.
Yeah.
And it's never going to be the way it used to be, because things were different then.
It's not that, I love that you said that, because it's not like, oh, let's find our intimacy again. It's like, we're going to build our intimacy one moment at a time with our hearts, because we're going to be vulnerable and because we get through difficult things together. So it's not about finding it again. That's not happening. It's about building it together. Yeah.
And so for listeners or viewers who are tuning into this episode, I just want to do a quick recap, because this is part 4 of the Intimacy Gap.
We did it, EJ.
We did it. And it was a lot of fun. And Matt, I will tell you, like people want to hear this. Intimacy, Matt, people are just like attracted to that, just the word. It's what they want in their relationship. And so in the first one, we really dug in around just this idea that there is a gap. And we expanded also that we're not just talking about sex, we're talking about emotional intimacy, spiritual intimacy, intellectual intimacy, that there's all these types of intimacy that people crave or more and less than each other. And that sort of like discrepancy in need creates problems, right? Because what is more important to one may be a little less important, and that they all begin to like affect each other.
And we normalize just high desire, low desire. What are the like blocks that happen for couples? Why it does become a huge gap? So we talked about all of that.
The second episode was where we talked about the things that get in the way.
Things that get in the way.
Stress, anxiety, discrepancy shame, and desire. Shame fear, was a huge one.
Anxiety. Yeah, yeah.
We clarified in that episode a lot around like guilt versus shame and how those things, especially around sex, can be just like a nightmare for intimacy. So that second one is really identifying for you the problems, the things that that create that intimacy gap. And then the third one, we delved into the communication side.
Oh, yeah. Which, like, what did we do? Yeah,
the third one was communication, specifically how curiosity is an incredible tool in developing the ability to talk about it in really like productive ways, and how we communicate and the body language we bring into conversations, how we bring them up. Tara talked a lot about how like even like my affect and my face can be the difference between us having a successful conversation around intimacy and one that really gets fractured.
Right.
So that third one is about how to bring the right approach to communicating about it. And today we're sort of wrapping it all back to
new story, baby.
How do you create a new intimacy story? Yeah.
I love it. So just like if you've been listening to our podcast, you know we do old story, new story with our couples that come into our counseling practice or our coaching practice. And it's all about like, gosh, here's what we came in with. Here are our thoughts, our feelings, our beliefs, our behaviors. And they all felt really bad. And we felt defensive and we felt anxious and we felt sad. And then when they're finally like through their journey, we're like, oh my gosh, let's do our new story. And we do the same thing when we go through intimacy, right? Right now, we try to identify all of the old thoughts, feelings, behaviors, negative core beliefs that are getting in the way to having like this beautiful, intimate, deeply connected relationship with your partner. And we're hoping that through this episode that we are going to give you a way to look at old story, be with old story, and then start producing your new story. And like I said, like we've been working on our new story. We'll continue to work on it always, but it's such a great shift because so many people feel so stuck in their intimate life, whether that's sex, whether that's emotional intimacy. And we're saying no. Like we've seen thousands of couples have a new intimate story and it's amazing, but it's a continued story that you continue to build because change is always happening.
Yeah. We, and this is, I'm going to throw you a little bit of a curveball here, Tara.
Oh, yeah.
Not like, it's not necessarily like a super.
Don't you have to ask me permission?
Personal. Well, it's not about us, but it's about, we have a interview coming up with a professional who talks a lot about, his specialty is intimacy, as physical intimacy. And one of the things I came out of that interview with was how there's this importance of changing your perception around what physical intimacy is.
Yeah.
And I've been thinking a lot about that, especially from like the male standpoint.
Was this our interview with Dan?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. He's awesome.
And how I think like men and women have such different sort of way they're acculturated to sex.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things he talked about was instead of it being like something you're like doing, that it's about like this connection with your partner.
The feeling of it.
Yeah, the feeling of it.
And it's not a task. It's not an obligation. It's an energetic connection between the two of you and getting language around that, but also like believing it yourself first because your partner can attune if you're totally bullshitting or not. Like, no, I don't really want sex tonight. It's totally cool.
Well, and also I think more where I'm going with this is around the mindset of, you know, like I don't even think a lot of men understand how much they've been affected by sort of the media and pornographies.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Sort of like the way they frame sex. And that's one of the biggest gaps we're always dealing with, right, is the physical intimacy gap. And I think the difference between a partner coming in and it being something they are doing to versus the connection they want to have with, I think that that is an immensely important shift. And it's an adult physical intimacy. It's not the intimacy that you had when you first got together with your partner.
Or what you learned about when you were like scrolling through your phone or watching porn. Yeah, that's really important. I think actually that kind of is a good lead-in to like, how do we help couples build a new intimacy story? Because it's about, first of all, like creating that vision. Like if you and I had a really deeply connected, intimate relationship in all the areas, what would it look like? And you know me, I love a good vision board. Like we have pictures of us of like being around a campfire and being playful and being on vacation without kids. And, you know, but just really having that vision that you want to create together before kind of going into old story. Yeah. Cause I love that you can have this like, oh, this feels really bad right now, but look where we both want to be.
Yeah. I mean, I would love to see a couple come out of this episode and sit down together and like, you know, even like do something with like on poster board or you know, however they can bring things out of like their brain into something that they're sharing and building together and almost like have quadrants of like emotional intimacy.
Oh, I like that.
Physical That's intimacy. The yeah. Like maybe like even sexual, non-sexual, you know, physical intimacy, spiritual intimacy, intellectual intimacy, and then creating like
a great idea.
What do each of those look like, right?
Yeah. What are the feelings there? What are the habits that you're doing now? What are the behaviors? How are you always creating play and new experiences into that for each of you? Because you guys are unique individuals.
Yeah. Because like I love... It was another interview we had a while ago, and they were talking about taking sexual intimacy out of the bedroom because there's so much pressure then. And that, you know, like cultivating that energy in the kitchen, out in the yard, in the swimming pool.
Oh, that was our sex therapist that we just had on. Yeah.
Yeah. And I just, I love that. But then with, you know, how do you do that? If you are someone who wants to be more spiritually intimate with your partner, like, what does that look like? How do you bring spiritual intimacy and togetherness into your morning routine, into conversations, into texting one another, and just really dividing out all of the intimacy types that are important to you and your partner? And they're probably going to be slightly different, and that's okay.
Yeah.
And then beginning to look at like, what's the vision? And then what are the habits that we could have that would show that it's a priority?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I know, for you, a big part of our physical intimacy is that feeling special and novelty and things being different, right? Yeah. And I know, like, I think of, like, even, like, I know tonight's going to be fun making gingerbread houses.
Yeah.
But, like, I have this more frequent thought in my mind of, like, how do I take her out for
You made dinner last
week. A glass of wine. Yeah, amazing. We made, and that, like, meant the world to you.
Yeah.
And so because I know that that's, you voiced that, and I've been able to hear it now in a healthier way than I have in the past, it's top of mind to me of like, okay, like Tara's in Phoenix with Mia. I got these 3 hours. How do I make a really nice dinner for her at home and have the candles lit and have the fire going?
It was so nice.
And all of those things with, and here's the other thing to remember when you're doing this with your partner, I had no attachment to anything happening because of it.
Did anything happen?
No, nothing happened.
Shucks.
But it didn't happen within hours of, but I believe.
It did the next day.
But I believe that it contributes to it. And it makes me feel empowered and I'm doing something that you enjoy. And this was something that Dan said when that interview comes out, like he switched things up with his wife and was like, instead of like, hey, are you frisky? Do you want to mess around? It was like, what could we do that would be pleasurable for you?
Yeah, exactly. And he truly meant it too. You guys have to tune into that episode. Okay, so here we're helping you guys understand that A, it's possible to create a new intimacy story together in many different realms. We're saying a great idea could be like kind of breaking it down into all the different types of intimacy that exist between your coupleship, emotional, physical, sexual, spiritual, and just like being like, gosh, here's what we would really love to see and make sure that like it feels pretty unified and that both of you are bringing your own unique characteristics and wants to that vision. But there's also that part of this that has to be like, what keeps getting us stuck where you do have to go into the old story and be like, man, it's like I just get real anxious around 10 o'clock at night because I think that you're going to be expecting sex. And then that's when I just kind of close off to you. Like, you're going to have to kind of be really honest. We're always here to support you. You know that. But it's going to be really important because you will get tripped up on old patterns, and it takes consistent effort and intentionality to build. It's not like, oh, EJ made me dinner last week and now we have like the best sex ever. It's slow, consistent acts of building and knowing each other again in a way that we probably didn't talk about early on because we just had that chemistry there, right? And then life happened. Yeah.
So there's a, what Tara's talking about is, I think there's like this three steps, right, that we're looking at. The first thing is engaging in some process of clarifying both of your visions around these different parts of intimacy. Yep. The second is, within them, what are some of the habits that might help us build that intimacy together? Because then it's not this gap of, well, I want this, you want this, but instead that we're collaboratively working on each of them through habits that we both agree are positive, right? And then because, like Tara said, it's easy to fall into old habits. There's easy for distractions, stressors to come in, and then things get sort of swept under the rug and you forget. Then how do we consistently make sure we're talking about it? What is the reminders? Is it that, like, we literally, you know, put little post-its on our thing about, you know, like spiritual, you know, or whatever, like that we have a way of like remembering and then continuing this process, that you can't have one conversation about it. Because I think that's been our mistake in the past, is like, things kind of build up to a pressure point. We finally discuss it.
Oh, shoot, it's been 5 weeks.
It's hard, but we get through the discussion, but then we don't follow up on it, right? Whereas if like a week and a half later, like, I feel really good when we have a discussion and one of us is like resources back to it 3 days, 7 days, 2 weeks later, and is like, oh, I remember that you said that thing. And so I just want to make sure this weekend, if you really want to do that, like, let's make it a priority.
And I do think it's also about, because I'm just thinking of like couples I've worked with where one partner might go through like, right, there's some clinical depression there and depressive cycles, like just identifying, you know, the blocks that could get in the way and how you can work through those. Not how to like change them and make them totally different. Like, hey, I know like 1 week out of the month, like you get really sad. And like, what would feel really kind that week instead of like, oh God, this week is coming. It's going to be awful. We're going to be disconnected. They're going to, right? So I do think it's about building this new intimacy story based on your own reality and blocks that come in. Because maybe it's like, dude, we're never alone. Like, when are we alone in our house to actually have some intimate time? After 11 o'clock at night when our kids go to bed.
And then we got to kick the dogs out of the room.
And it's not like I can't just like get rid of our children. So you have to like really be creative, which is actually like, it's a fun adventure. Like, ooh, okay, how could we do that, right? Like, we have an office here, so it's nice. We can get away. But you want to be really realistic. And that's, I think, if you guys know EJ and I, we're always like, this is reality, but things can actually be different. Acceptance versus resignation. A lot of couples resign. A lot of individuals resign. We'll never have a great intimate life again. We know that that's not true. And I do want to say this because, again, we're like speaking generally about a new intimacy story and play and curiosity and fun again, and that it can happen. But in our Relationship Renovation at Home Manual, which is on Amazon for $24.99, it's super inexpensive. There's an entire 6-part intimacy series. We always like, if there's not a lot of emotional safety built into your relationship, we would want you to go through the communication series and all the other stuff before, because the intimacy series is near the end, but it gives you an actual template, right? It takes about 6 to 8 weeks to get through, but it is thorough. It is in depth. It actually has your intimacy timeline. It has how do we create our new intimacy story. It has beliefs. It goes deep. And you know what? If you need a PDF version of it because you can't afford the at-home book, please email us. podcast@relationshiprenovation.com. Like, we want to support you.
And what, you know, what Tara is talking about there is really the process of building a securely attached relationship, yeah. right? And that's what this whole closing of the intimacy gap is all about, is that like we become insecurely attached, or we've never truly, truly been securely attached. And these gaps just pull us farther and farther apart. And by developing the communication skills, mm-hmm. the understanding of each other's past, about really clarifying the ways in which you want to be connected with your partner, building some habits around it, yeah. then being accountable for sticking with it, this is what creating a securely attached relationship is. And we can tell you, it feels like amazing. It feels yeah. like it's like, you know, kind of repetitive, but it feels so.
Our Relationship Renovation at Home Manual for Couples is now available on Amazon for $24.99. Check it out. It's going to be so helpful. It's going to be giving you all of the skills and tools we talk about on our podcast. So please go check it out. Your relationship is so worth this.
Secure, like we've been very transparent that it has been a tough year for us, mm-hmm. but it's also probably the closest we've ever been. Now, does that mean we don't have fractures? Absolutely not. We've had yeah. fractures in the last few weeks that were tough moments, but the duration was super short. Mm-hmm. The intensity was definitely less. Still feels intense because it's horrible to feel disconnected from your partner, but the intensity yeah. was lower, and the frequency, you know, those are the three things we're working with couples about. How do we lower frequency, intensity, and duration? Yeah. Which, because what that means is more prolonged periods of feeling attached, feeling supported, feeling loved.
So I would say a takeaway from this podcast, like actionable steps. Whether it's just you or like, hey, I'm going to bring this home to my partner too. But how do I feel desired? How do I want to feel desired too, emotionally, physically, sexually? Like, do a little mapping of yourself. Like, I feel desired when EJ cooks me dinner. Like, that makes me feel really good, right? That's, I feel desired emotionally when EJ tells me something vulnerable that he's struggling with, right? I feel desire when sexually EJ is like, really open to hearing what my needs are in the bedroom around touch, around sensory stuff, like all of these things. So you could bring it to your partner. You can just do this exercise on your own. But how do I feel desire and emotionally, physically, and sexually? And remember, intimacy is a living practice. It's not like we did it, it's done. It's continued through our time together in our amazing, beautifully, deeply connected friendship and intimate relationship. And so we are here to help you build those tools. We know it sounds easier, like just being said than done. That's why we do have this now on Amazon, so all couples can have access at a very inexpensive price to build these tools. But it's curiosity. And I think both of you, if you were to ask, do we want a more deeply connected intimate relationship, whether it's in all areas or one, I have a feeling each of you would say, absolutely. And you deserve that.
Yeah. And, you know, it's been fun to go on this 4-part series with you of exploring the intimacy gap. It's just, you know, we always want to express our gratitude for all of you, because you know, it really gives us the fuel to keep doing this. And we've been doing it for many years now.
And
it's not always like super easy, because at the end of the day, there's business aspects of it. But like whenever I talk to like a good friend or we're talking about it and we get like down to like the basis of why we do it, is just, it's incredible to know that we're helping you guys. And it's incredible to hear back from you. So thank you so much. And thank you for your engagement, whether it's, you know, on YouTube, like replying to a video we put up, or a review on Apple Podcasts, or an email that you send us at coaching@relationshiprenovation.com.
Or becoming a member of our Patreon. We're doing more.
Yeah, becoming that Patreon community is cool. We just did our first live recently.
We did.
We're going to do a ton more of those. So please keep interacting with us.
It's free. It's free.
Yeah, it means a lot. It really does.
Yeah, and we just want to say again, thank you. And we really want to support you in building this new intimacy story that that we all deserve to have where we can feel pleasure and joy and play and desire instead of feeling so, I guess, I'm kind of disconnected and just like heavy. Ugh, no, no. We don't need that. The world is heavy enough. So again, thank you so much for listening. As always, take care of yourself. Take care of each other. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Me and you just singing on the train. Me and you listening to the rain. Me and you, we are the same. Me and you have all the fame we need. Indeed, you and me, are we?